E.C. Mullendore III was murdered in his ranch home on the Cross Bell Ranch in Osage County near Pawhuska, Oklahoma, about 18 miles northwest of Bartlesville. And to this day, it is officially an unsolved crime. E.C. was 32. Eugene Claremont Jean Mullendore was his father, born in Cleveland, Oklahoma in 1905. His mother, Kathleen Boren, born in Caney, Kansas, 1905. Her parents registered her birth at the Osage Indian Agency, which made her eligible as an original allottee to receive Osage headright. Each allottee received 640 acres and an interest in the mineral rights owned by the tribe. So the main Cross Bell headquarters are located on that original 640 acres. Kathleen and Jean were married in Caney, Kansas, December 21, 1926, and together they built an empire which at one time covered more than 130,000 acres along the Kansas-Oklahoma border. 90 oil wells, quarter horses were a specialty of theirs, also mules at one point. 600 head were sent to Kansas City to be sold to the government to be used in the war. They had one of the few remaining herds of bison in the United States. They raised hogs, goats, dairy cattle, sheep, and they had farmland which produced wheat, corn, apples, pecans, and potatoes. They bought a small plane, which Kathleen flew over the ranch. If animals were on the loose, she would radio Jean. She would fly to town to Pawhuska to buy groceries and other supplies. They built a school on the ranch for their children, daughter Katsy and son E.C. the third. Their classmates were children of the cowboys who worked the ranch. Then in 1960, because of failing eyesight, Jean handed the ranching operation over to his son E.C. the third, who operated the ranch for 10 years until his death September 26, 1970. E.C.'s father Jean took over the ranch again until his death in 1973, and Kathleen took over the ranch until she passed away in 1998 at the age of 93. Who is operating and owns the ranch today?
Little Cassie, it's her daughter. It's her granddaughter.
The granddaughter is Kathleen?
Yes.
And Katsy was married to John Meekum, Jr., and he was the owner of the New Orleans Saints football team.
Yes.
And then let's do another piece of background to the story. A $15 million life insurance policy had been taken out on EC's life, United Family Life, and they shared the risk with several other companies. EC had run through nearly $10 million of borrowed money, and the annual premium on the life insurance policy was coming due, which was $253,500. He was using the life insurance as a means to get new loans, and he was turning to people of all types, which we'll talk about. It's my understanding E.C. was drinking heavily. He drank beer, but he also kept Chivas Regal under the seat of his car. Prohibition laws were in effect in Oklahoma at the time.